Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I'm young. I'm handsome. I'm fast. I'm pretty. And can't possibly be beat.
Won't have nobody disrespecting anybody within the chat room.
All right, so let's do this real quick. I'm rebooting up, and yes, I will be blocking that individual because we're not gonna have that. We're gonna keep this civil. I do understand that we do not all agree on the same things, and that is life. That's just the way life is. Life says that we're not gonna always agree on the same thing, but we will agree to disagree respectfully, especially on the chat room that I own. So I will put that out there. Cats can say what it is they want to say. I don't care. You're not disrespecting anybody within the Lawless Radio chat room. We're going to talk about it, and we're going to get down to it. For anybody that don't, that's wondering what the hubbub is all about, we've been just going back and forth for a little while. We're talking about an article I had read on a Facebook page, and we pretty much been going back and forth on it all day. And it's a guy, Richard Manera, whatever his name is, however you pronounce it. The article I just read you, part of the article that offended a number of people. He stated that we in the black neighborhood, you know, pretty much create our own problems. You know what? Just go ahead and read it. It said one of the biggest problems we have in our black neighborhoods is our mixed messages we give our kids. We tell them if somebody hits you, to hit them back. Isn't that promoting violence? We say we don't. Isn't that promoting the violence we say we don't want to claim our kids? We tell our little girls to marry a rich man. Isn't that telling them that money trumps love and they need someone to lay up on and wonder why they run for the dope dealers instead of working themselves? Okay, that right there created a number of things on Natasha's page, and we went back and forth on it. And before I could even get the show going, you know, we had a few people jump over in the chat room, and people got into it because we don't agree on the same thing. So I pose that question to my listeners today. Is telling your kid when somebody hits you to hit them back, is that hypocritical if you said that you don't believe in violence? If you're worried about the violence and everything that's within your neighborhood, you know, that same violence, is it wrong telling your kid, you know, to hit back? You know, and that's the question I pose to my listeners tonight. That is 646-478-5209. Hit me up, man. Hey, y'all, keep it clean. Keep it clean. Because, I guess it's a touchy subject. I didn't view it as being so touchy. I didn't view it as being so serious. But I guess it is serious, you know, to people. Let me grab this. I got a 678. 986 calling. Who we got on the line?
Yo, this your homeboy Jack Ritt out of GA.
Hey, what's going on, Jack? What's going on with you, famo?
Hey, man, I'm cool, man. How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm gravy, man. Hey, man, thanks for coming on, man. Thanks for coming on the show.
Man, thank you for inviting me on, man. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, no doubt. Hey, man, just go ahead and jump off of the subject, man. You know, I pose it to you. We had just a debate going back and forth, you know, some people. And the subject today is, you know, is it hypocritical to teach your kid to fight back, you know, if you say you don't believe in violence?
Yeah. I'm one in favor of self-defense. I'm not going to tell my kids to sit up and just let somebody just, you know, continue to pummel them or anything like that. You know, hopefully it's an adult around or something like that that can stop it. But, you know, if they can't, you know what I'm saying, I'm a believer in self-defense, you know.
There you go. Now, question. Now, with that, is that being considered being violent to teach your kid, you know, to defend themselves?
No, I don't think it's being violent. I mean, in the Bible it says, you know, turn the other cheek and everything. But then again, I mean, you had holy wars, you had people who fought, you know, in defense of their beliefs and everything like that. I mean, I posed the question in Bible study a couple years ago when they were talking about, you know, the Ten Commandments and thou shalt not murder and all of that stuff. But I was thinking, you know, like, all right, but what about when, you know, David killed Goliath, or when, you know, you had, you know, it was plenty of other people that killed in the name of God, in the name of, you know, Jesus and everything like that. You had all the different holy wars and everything. So I'm like, you know, well, what if God tell you to kill somebody? Then what? You know, or what about soldiers who go to war? Soldiers who go to war and they have to murder in defense of their country because that's their job and everything like that, you know?
Man, now see, you posed the question that I actually posed earlier, and that was something that I brought up during it. You know, I don't think people really understand one of the greatest things that people have been fighting for since wars began have been religion. You know, hey, you don't believe in my God, I don't believe in your God, we're going to go to war. You know, and right now, today, it's still going on. And like you said, the soldiers, you know, you have people that say, oh, violence is wrong, violence is bad, support our soldiers. The soldiers are not going over there throwing pies at these people. Those people are not over there throwing pies at the soldiers. You know what I'm saying? So it is mixed. It's real mixed. You know, and I don't believe it's hypocritical, you know, because I'm of the mind that if I told my kids to go to school and just let somebody beat on them, then when that kid gets tired of taking these beatings and they blow up in school and go Columbine on them, I actually was a part of creating it.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because, I mean, you're only going to be beat on for so long.
Yeah.
You know? And that's my thought on it, you know. But you know, going back and forth, oh, no, that's hypocritical because what if your kid go to school and they fight and then they get killed and everything? You know, but what if my kid stood there and got beat to death? You know,
yeah,
if you're
exactly.
fighting and you die, that was a chance. You had a chance in this. But if you just
yeah, I mean, it's a difference between sending your kid to school and just, you know, not teaching them to just start fights and just be a bully and beating people up. But, you know, I mean, self-defense is another thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You've got to defend yourself. We're talking about the preservation of your life. And I think that is the first thing we're all born with, self-preservation. I mean, you take a newborn baby and you just hold on to that baby. And if that baby want to get away from you, that baby will struggle to get away from you. That baby can't do anything with you, and it knows it can't do anything with you. But self-preservation, oh, stop kissing me. Oh, don't hug me. Put me down. We're born with that. Hey, let me read some of this that I got here. Margo said, TL, I won't lie. It does sound hypocritical, but what should I tell her? Stand there and take it. Now she becomes easy picking. Good point, Margo. Ken says, no, it isn't. If you don't want to get hit, then don't hit. Okay. Akira says, I kind of understand, but I can't agree. We can't tell our kids to not hit back. They have got to learn to fight back and defend themselves. I understand. All right, let me get this last one here. Murph says, bruh, I'm raising soldiers. You don't just let nobody put their hands on me. All right.
Yeah.
Murph, I dig that soldier, but I think that's part of the problem right there. Everybody swearing to these kids that, you know, it's soldier to be a gorilla out here, and that's not soldier stuff. That is not soldier stuff. Yeah, you know, it's a time and a place. And I understand what everybody's saying, but I mean, people were really in an uproar. But at the same time, you know, as I was telling people, you read so much stuff on Facebook, and I mean, people, you know, write and all of this. Oh, this came out of Cosmopolitan. This came out of USA Today. And when you search, the only place you can ever find the stuff is on Facebook. So that leads me to believe that the stuff is fabricated, because I actually, you know, looked up the guy, Richard. His name, for anybody that want to search it, his name is Richard, M-A-N-E-R-A. Manera, whatever. I searched because I actually wanted to offer him the opportunity to come on, you know, retort, explain, or whatever the case was. You hadn't joined us, so I'm gonna read it back. I'm gonna read it back to you. This is just a part. Well, the part that offended everybody, I'll say. So one of the biggest problems we have in our black neighborhoods are the mixed messages we give our kids. We tell them if somebody hits you, hit them back. Isn't that promoting violence? Isn't that promoting the violence? We say we don't want to claim them. We tell our little girls to marry a rich man. Isn't that telling them that money trumps love and they need someone to lay up on and wonder why they run after the dope dealers instead of working themselves? That right there created probably about 500 or so comments on Natasha's page earlier today because people, you know, was like, yeah, he's putting black people down, da, 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 da. And I didn't get that out of that. Maybe I'm ignorant. I didn't get that out of that, but I still don't believe it to be hypocritical to teach a kid to hit back. I do believe that, you know, we do have a lot of mixed messages being sent. You know, when you have, you know, bullies just being sent to school, you know, to constantly keep hitting on a kid, you know, somewhere that's being picked up and somebody's not adjusting it, somebody's not doing anything about it. But I don't, you know, I don't see, you know, and I don't know. You know, when you hear that, what do you get from it?
I mean, I see somebody that's probably got problems he needs to deal with himself. You know what I mean? He's going off on two totally different, you know, subject matters. I mean, I definitely understand where our community has mixed messages. I mean, you look at the music that's promoted, the entertainment and stuff that's promoted. We constantly tell kids not to sell drugs and not to do certain things, to grow up and try to be successful. But then we sit up and, you know, major media outlets promote the gangster rappers or the rappers that's promoting all kind of derogatory, you know, messages and stuff to our youth. And that's the main stuff that they promote on radio, TV, just any kind of media industry. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like for instance, I was talking to a friend earlier today, Lil Wayne and his rap partner that's part of Young Money, Mac Maine, they got a song out called Celebrate with Talib Kweli. And the song is dope. It has a positive message to it. It promotes positivity. It promotes having a relationship with God and everything like that. And I mean, like, why aren't radio stations and, you know, video outlets promoting this song and playing it as much as they playing some of his other singles that's out? You know, like, I mean, it's a good quality song. It has a great party vibe to it. It has a positive message, but yet you're not seeing this, you know, displayed across all the major media outlets and stuff like that. And if it was getting the popular airplay and everything across all the media outlets, don't you think that would tell these artists that, all right, we could still get this many spins and get this much airplay and we could, you know, create some positive party music? I mean, like, you hear the same type of stuff on the radio all day today. Everything is about trapping, being in the club and doing all that. I mean, right. And it's always been negative music, everything, but it just seems like nowadays it's more so in the forefront and we promote it. And I mean, if we're promoting this type of lifestyle and everything like that, and the youth think that this is the way that life is supposed to be, that is a mixed message from what we try to teach them. But, you know, I mean, like, we could sit up and tell them, you know, don't sell drugs, don't do drugs, but then we all vibing in the car listening to Papa Molly, I'm Sweating, Woo, you know? So.
Right. Right, hey, you know what? You hold that thought. We finna pay some bills and we gonna come right back. You stay right there. Y'all listen to the Lawless Radio. Got you, man. Jack Riff on the line. Y'all know how to get me. 646-478-5209.
Right, fail once, fail twice, burn a couple hundred more times, but I know. from the city where the high crime rate every day multiplies. So much going on, living in the last days of my life. Take a second, pause. Then it's right back to the boss. Scribble down thoughts, writing on a wall. Cage burn left behind the bars. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all. Dear God, how long? Man, I swear I'm about to lose it all.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. Turn the microphone on, with the beat that's right. And the race is won, already crossed that line. So while I need your sympathy, homie, I'ma be just fine.
Another man robbed, another kid shooting up the school. Another hate crime, why they hate mine, why they can't leave us all alone. Another slick head politician lying, trying to get us all to vote. My version of Occupy Wall Street, I'm occupying a booth, choking a mic and making a wall shake. The bombs they making are dedicated to reckless hatred against our nation. But think, what did we do to make them? Something's missing here, threat level oil scared. We in the mode of rebellion like Olivia. Story of our lives, tell me where the ending is. How many more soldiers will they kill before they end this shit?
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No fear at all, cause the world is ours. Time to make that change, so I'ma start tonight. They don't need your sympathy, homie, they gon' be just fine. Just fine.
Chain blinging, fake jewels and a charm. Heard a little bit of 50 Cent, now we think it's all cool to be on. Cool to be all straight face, no smile, looking hard. Never sold, but he talked that for the street cred buzz. Word up and fights before you choose to go that route there. You're swimming in an aquarium full of sharks here with no fear. It's more than music, it's the culture. We live and we breathe and we grow here. Besides the fact that the industry temperature is cold here. I'm from a city where you gotta keep on that snow gear. Trying to go somewhere, there's always some haters that's giving you frozen glares. Present to you, MVS M2. The renovation, I'll let the people decide the truth.
Turn the lights down low, turn the bass up high. No looking back while I wave goodbye. By the end of the day, they gon' see a shine. We don't need your sympathy, homie, we gon' be just fine.
Five people frozen, terminal 5 have endured a second day of serious destruction and faced further chaos this week.
More million buildings in Tokyo, more than 4 million sites around the country.
Tonight,
have been shot.
I can report to the American people and to the world. The United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands.
I've been going through a whole lot of troubles, man. Trials and tribulations. I'm just trying to be a better man. Looking for a better day. Let's go.
Somebody help me. Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside. Somebody tell me. And sometimes I gotta swallow my pride.
But I'm in it, innocent, working with the expectations of being filthy rich. I done stumbled and failed, but got back at it. To the streets, I'm addicted just like a f- addict. I wanna make a better way, live a better life, be a better man while making my girl a better wife. Murder rate high, kids killing kids. It's bad when your homies living better in the pen. Every day that pass, I'm getting older. Faith getting weaker, heart getting colder. Maybe I ain't got what it take and won't acknowledge it. Safe to say I waited too late enough to be a college kid. So I gotta man up if I wanna eat. Get the wind under my wings, ground beneath my feet. This can't be life, cause I ain't living well. I wanna break down, but can't, cause I refuse to fail. Cause
it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
Cause
it feels like sometimes I just follow my pride.
For help, but this a cruel world. They say life is a bitch and she a cruel girl. So the clan be trying to help the land deep, but the rap game is slow, looking for plan B. And they say a real man don't cry, man crying probably told that lie. Cause I cried like a baby when I found out my man got popped and cried. Most seen him in that box, boo boo, I blame me. If I made shit pop, you wouldn't have been around. We would have been on the road, rocking plenty crowds. So I feel like a failure. Didn't get to tell you that I love you, cause you will stand up. I can't lose another brother, so I gotta work hard, be a better son to my mother. Be a role model for my son and my daughter. Lord, help me get it all in order. I'm begging out.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
Watching the news each and every day, and I'm crying like a fool each and every day, and I feel like I'ma lose each and every day. Wish I could hop on the broom and just fly away. The front yard of our home should be super safe, so our kids can play and not catch a stray. My heart go to them babies with deep sentiments. Them kids lost their life and they was innocent, so we gotta step it up, gotta put them weapons up. Knocking off our own kind really ain't helping us. I done did dirt, played that hand, walked away when I could save that man. With all of my years doing wrong, if I could save our land, I'ma die trying to save our land. That's effort though, this a new day, and I'm going all out. If you real, you gotta feel it, help me as I call out. Both.
Cause it feels like I'm dying on the inside.
Cause
it feels like this
is the realest song I ever wrote.
Got
on this track and I'm pulling my heart out.
Wake up,
praise,
breathing,
praise,
stand up,
praise,
walking,
praise,
talking,
praise,
sit down,
praise,
forgiven,
praise,
forgiven.
Now,
I done grew up around drug dealers who so hard and drove. Daddy had a Cadillac with his neck and fingers covered up in gold. Cocaine on the scale when stacks of cash must have done something to me. Ever since I can't remember, all I wanna do was count my money. I grew up in a dark space at an accelerated pace, dealing with stuff that I shouldn't have to deal with at an early age. Never knew about God, but I know someone watched over me. Though deeper and deeper in sin, and then a voice spoke to me and said, hey, devil, why you gotta use your gift to glorify the devil? You can take it up a whole other level. All you gotta do is get in the good book and just dive in. Just get in the good book and just dive in. I listened to the homie and I realized that he was right, and my whole life changed overnight. All I did was pick up the good book and just dive in. Picked up the good book and just dive in.
Wake up,
praise,
breathing,
praise,
stand up,
praise,
walking,
praise,
talking,
praise,
sit down,
praise,
forgiven,
praise,
forgiven,
praise. Okay, now open your heart and just listen here, Rip. I am your savior. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Rip. I know that you're worried right now, and I wanna just lead you to victory, Rip.
I'm losing control when I need you right now. I'm tired of falling in sin. So Jesus, come into my heart. My future is not my past. I'm not my dad. I need you. I just want to see you come through and direct my path. Want to make you glad. God, I know that you want more with me. But sometimes I feel like it's war with me. Sometimes I can't see past the man in the mirror. I really want to see you, Lord.
Why you gotta use your gift to glorify the devil? You can take it up a whole other level. All you gotta do is get in the good book and just dive in. Just get in the good book and just dive in. I listen to the homie and I realized that he was right. And my whole life changed overnight. All I did was pick up the good book and just dive in. Pick up the good book and just dive in.
Wake up.
Praise.
Breathing.
Praise.
Stand up.
Praise.
Walking.
Praise.
Talking.
Praise.
Sit down.
Praise.
Forgiven.
Praise.
Forgiven.
Praise.
I survived. I'm alive. Praise, I could have died, but I'm alive. Praise, and so I look to the sky. Praise, I'm only here because my God. Praise, I survived, I'm alive. Praise, I could have died, but I'm alive. Praise, and so I look to the sky. Praise, I'm only here because my God. Praise.
Ripple, why you gotta use your gift to glorify the devil? You can take it up a whole other level. All you gotta do is get in the good book and just dive in. Just get in the good book and just dive in. I listened to the homie and I realized that he was right. And my whole life changed overnight. All I did was pick up the good book and just dive in. Picked up the good book and just dive in.
Wake up.
Praise.
Breathing.
Praise.
Stand up.
Praise.
Walking.
Praise.
Talking.
Praise.
Sit down.
Praise.
Forgiven.
Praise.
Forgiven.
Praise.
Just dive and pick up the good book. Hey, man, that is swimming pools, man. Praise, man. That is from tonight's guest. Hey, we had some type of issue with kick them off the line. And also for my people, I'm still trying to fix the chat room. I think I did something wrong when I went through the delete the stuff that was up there because it's not letting me even get back in. So I do know that they letting dude back in there. Again, I want to apologize for to the young lady that he disrespected, and I'm take that back. Rewind. I want to apologize to the person. I'm assuming it to be a lady because you know the way the conversation went. You know, by saying I'm at home, you know, with my kids. You know, I'm at home all the time with my kids, and this is how I raise them. So I'm assuming it to be a lady. But again, hey. Yeah, me. It's a new world. Old girl probably earned the bread. My man got to stay at home. We don't know. But hey, but like I said, I mean, you know, when I read it, you know, and I could say that yeah, maybe there is a mix in the message. You know, I mean, you know, when you start talking about you know marrying a rich man and stuff like that, you know, yeah, I could see you know where you know it probably sticks off into a young lady's head where she feels as though she needs a man to take care of or something like that. You know, so like I said, I mean, in reading, it's one of those things. You know what? It's like Hulk Hogan. It's like Hulk Hogan. I say it like that. It's like Hulk Hogan. I agree that Hulk Hogan revolutionized the wrestling industry, but I don't like him as a wrestler. You know. So it's like a grateful to him for what he did for the industry, but I don't like Hulk Hogan, you see? So that's how it is. You know, I can understand where he's coming from, but I don't fully agree with it. Hey, I'm going to tell the truth, y'all. If y'all send me messages, man, and they are, you know, 5 and 6 lines long, that takes up a lot. I'm not trying to read all of that. Keep it short, keep it sweet, keep it clean. Matter of fact, just call me if you got time to type that long. 646-478-5209. Y'all make sure y'all tune in. Tune in to my man Buck tomorrow night, Buck 9 p.m. Tune in to the Doctor Noon Friday, Dr. Passion, my girl Nikki Outlaw on Tuesday. Hey, y'all, got an announcement. I'm actually going to extend the offer to the young ladies to come on my show and announce the show, but we got a new show coming to you guys on Monday night. Monday night, man, it's about to get serious around here. It's about to get serious around here. So I'm going to invite them to come on and introduce the show, introduce themselves to y'all so y'all know exactly who it is y'all coming to support on Monday night. Hey, it's kicked up. It's kicked up. That's all I can say. Hey, y'all, make sure y'all tune in for my guy, B-Mo Slam, tonight on Lawless Radio After Dark. Think y'all forgot. Matter of fact, because the chairman's been busy with some things, I haven't did my Monday night show for the past couple of weeks, but I'll be back next week. Hey, got some major announcements going on with Lawless Radio. I'll be making them announcements to you guys next week. I want to thank everybody that's been along for the ride. I really, really want to thank everybody that's been along for the ride. Each year, we try to take it up another notch. Each year, we have been blessed to take it that other notch. You know, and this year being no exception. A lot of people have been looking forward to this announcement. I want to thank everybody that's been there. I want to thank Charlie. Charlie always refuses to come on the show and talk about the things that he do. But there's a lot of things that are done behind the scenes that, you know, a lot of people don't get to see. You know, hey, the chairman is one person, but I have so many people behind me, you know, to make sure the chairman stays the chairman. And as far as our IT, you know, web, you know, situation, Charlie is Johnny right on top of it. No questions asked, you know, and he busts his hump. So I want to recognize him. And I'm going to talk him into getting on the show one day and stop that shy stuff. He is going to come on. But because of him, I have an announcement I'll be making for you guys next week. Y'all tune in, all right? Hey, we got Jack, you back on, right?
Yeah, I'm back on. I kept getting...
There you go.
Yeah, I'm back on.
Yeah. Hey, man, we just played that swimming pool, man. I mean, that swimming pool's praise, man. That's a real good joint, man. That is a real good song. That is a real good song.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I really don't be trying to do a whole bunch of, you know, remixes and stuff because, you know, sometimes I don't really feel a lot of people who do remixes, but, you know, that was a song, I heard it on the radio, and I was like, I'm going to go home and see if I can find an instrumental, so I went ahead and I found the instrumental, and it just ripped it down real quick, and just uploaded to see what people's reaction would be to it, and
right.
People liked it, you know, which was cool.
But now let me tell you, as far as for me, and it being a remix, do you know, I probably heard the other one time, and I wasn't feeling it. I was on your YouTube, and I checked
okay.
it out, and I said, man, I said, that track sound kind of familiar. And listen, it was like, my opinion, it's better than that one. It is better than that one, you know what I'm saying? My opinion,
yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm delighted and elated to see that we are getting this balance within the music. One of the things I think that has bothered me, you know, there was that whole, you know, campaign about hip-hop being dead and everything, you know, and everybody who would talk to me about hip-hop being dead, you know, and my answer has always been hip-hop was not dead. Hip-hop was on life preserve, you know, and either it was going to be revived or somebody was going to have to pull the plug. It's as simple as that. You know, when
yeah.
you hear, you know, songs like yours, you know, you got your Renaissance out there. You know, you got different artists that are really bringing that balance back because that's what made hip-hop what it was. You had your braggadocious artists. You had your
yeah.
conscientious artists. You had your comedic artists. You had your love song artists. You know, you just had this balance. And
yeah, you
now,
did.
Yeah, now everybody's making it rain. Everybody's a gangster. You know, you got all of that, which really tastes the product. You know, I don't know if you're a wrestling fan, but NWO, when NWO happened to wrestling, that was a big deal because you had never seen anything like that in wrestling. You know, Four Horsemen were some bad guys, but they weren't bad guys, you know, in the light of who the NWO were. NWO was, that was the crew. You know, they was the guys that come in the ring, storm, and beat everybody up, you know, and hang out and laugh about it and everything. And it made a bunch of people really want to watch wrestling. But after a while, everybody started joining NWO. NWO went from a three-man group to a 13-man group. Now it's boring. You know, nobody wants to see it anymore. I mean, this is all played out. How many times can you just come in the ring and beat down everybody, you know, and it, that is boring. And that's, in my opinion, what happened to, you know, to hip-hop and pretty much music in general, because everybody started getting on that bandwagon. It's like, hey, I can make it rain. Okay, let me make a song about making it rain. Hey, I'm going to make a song about making it drizzle. Okay, I'm going to make a song about thunderstorm. I'm going to make a song about a hurricane. I'm going to make a song about tsunami. You know? But we had so much going on. You know, you as an artist, do you find it hard being accepted doing this type of music?
Do I find it what?
Do you find it hard being accepted, you know, by other artists doing this type of music?
I mean, sometimes, because I guess you consider, like, I used to be, like, I'm a Christian rap artist, you know, I ain't afraid to say it, but, like, I have before, I only been doing this going on 3 years, this summer will be 3 years that I actually kind of, like, switched up my direction with my music, and before that, I was doing, like, you know, just the regular hip-hop. I was going out to the underground spots and stuff in Atlanta and ripping, like, a lot of spots, you know. I did shows with, like, Big Crit and Big Sont and all of that. We went out to Mississippi. I brought them up to my town, and we used to hang tough. And I know a lot of the cats who I did hang with when I was just doing, like, the regular, I guess you say, secular hip-hop, you know, we was down. They used to say, you know, Jack Rip be snapping and stuff. But, like, when I tried to switch my direction and everything and try to just go a little bit more positive with it, you know, I didn't get that same support or that same love from a lot of artists. I mean, I even just putting the label, when people just hear that label, Christian rap artist or something like that, or they say, you know, you rapping about Jesus and your music and stuff, it turns a lot of people off to it. Like, they don't even want to hear it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got homeboys who know that I could snap. They know how I came up, you know, in the rap game. I'm deep on lyrics and content, you know, and then, like, I still, like, they don't even give my stuff a spin. Nah, you know, like, they feel like, I don't know, for some reason, it's like you went soft. You know, like, if you could have just said you got saved and you the church and everything like that, people would be proud of you, and they'd be like, oh, man, that's what's up, man, congratulations, that's good for you. But now that I'm doing the music for them, I don't know, they think it's like I'm kind of coming across as weak or being soft, but it's really not, because I'm still coming just as hard. I think I just got a way more positive message. And the thing about it is my music now is more impactful than ever. You know, I mean, like, I can't tell you how many emails or people I see after shows who tell me that my music is affecting them in a positive way, you know, and that's what it's about, you know.
And I think we as artists, that is, you know, something that we should aspire to always do. You know, when you sit back and you listen to a Marvin Gaye, you listen to a Curtis Mayfield, you know, you listen to artists like that, who are actually talking about the times and the things that were going on. You know, you had a lot of people that, you know, said that, man, they spoke for me. They told my story, you know.
Yeah.
And it's nothing better. I think one of the things that Pac said that impressed me, Pac said, you know, a lot of people, you know, really snap off on my lyrics, but you got to understand, all of those are not my story. I'm telling the stories of people around me that can't tell
this.
You know, and
exactly.
Right, and that right there, totally, you know, gave me a different respect for him. You know, wow, you know, this, you know, you have the floor, okay? You have the floor. You have everybody's ears, everybody's eyes on you. This is the opportunity now for you to become arrogant or pompous. It's all about me. Let me tell you about me. But he didn't. He told the story for people that didn't have that audience.
You know, and that connects with the crowd even more, because that way they could relate, because you are telling your community story. You know, that's what hip-hop was about when it first came out. You know what I'm saying? It's like we was telling our story about our environment from our point of view. And now, I mean, it like you said, we don't have that variety anymore. You know, like in the early 90s, you could turn on the radio and you would hear, you know, N.W.A., but then you would hear LL Cool J, then you might hear Biz Markie, then Leaders of the New School, then Common, then, you know, Souls of Mischief, all of that type of stuff, Outkast. And now it's like, especially in Atlanta, I know in my region, in the Atlanta area, for Atlanta radio, you're going to hear the same 10 songs all day long. If it's not just 10 songs, it's just 20 songs, and they all sound the same.
Hey.
And they're talking about nonsense, you know?
Hey, I'm here in Atlanta, and let me tell you, you have not said a word that was not true. I mean, honest. And the thing that bothers me about it is that you have artists like yourself out there. We come across so many great artists, you know, doing these shows and music that should be out there and really, really beaten.
And one thing that bothers me especially about it, I would say, go ahead and just say all of the Atlanta radio stations. You got people like who's been on, like, I mean, you look at India Ari. A couple years ago, India Ari was one of the hottest things out. She's from Atlanta. She gets no Atlanta airplay. Then you look at, like, a cat nowadays like Lecrae. Lecrae is based out of Atlanta with his record company, Reach Records. This dude came out independently and sold 110,000 units independently the first week with his Gravity album 6 months ago. He just won a Grammy for Gospel Album of the Year. As a rap artist, that's huge. He's based out of Atlanta. He gets no Atlanta airplay. He's on songs with Dick Crit. He's on songs with Saigon. You know, he's touring all over the world. He's selling out venues all over the world everywhere he goes, and he doesn't get one Atlanta radio station spin at all. Now, you tell me there ain't something wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, I can't complain about an artist like myself because I'm not on that platform that Lecrae is on, you know what I'm saying, as far as exposure-wise and everything like that. I believe the caliber of music I do is up there with him. The quality is up there with his. But the platform he's on, and for him not to get no love in the town where he calls home, that's ridiculous. You got major artists who's not selling that. You know, you got major, what's the name, Gang came out with Jesus Piece. All of the controversy and marketing behind Genius Piece, and he only sold 80,000 units the first week, and Lecrae didn't have no major radio play, he didn't have no major videos, and he sold 110,000 the first week. You tell me what's wrong with that.
Right, but you know what, though? I think it's a home thing, you know, being realistic, because, you know, I'm from Chicago. I'm out here in Atlanta. And we had the same problems back in Chicago. You would have, you know, T.I. get more radio play, you know, in Chicago than you did a Cap One. You know, and it's like, oh, wait a minute, now this is our man, you know, he did the song Cry for Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't him, you know, Jay-Z probably wouldn't be Jigga, you know, man, can we get love? But I think what it deals is, it's pretty much a consort type of deal.
Yeah.
It is very safe to follow the crowd than to go against. You know, and it's a whole lot easier. You know, when you have this guy saying, hey, repent. You know, all of the wrong you're doing, the world is about to end tomorrow. Repent. Now, you in your heart of hearts may know and may believe, I need to repent because I know the world is ending tomorrow. But now you got this crowd around you saying, man, the world ain't finna end, man. We finna party, man. Come on, toss it up. Well, you know, hey, you only live once, YOLO. You know, now there you go, a part of the crowd, man. But, you know, I do believe in my heart of hearts, man, that there will come about a day, and it'll be very soon, where balance will be the majority of it. So the KRS-One again speak. Public Enemies will speak. The X-Clan again speak. You will have the opportunity for that. You know, as long as you know you have the artists, you know, being very patient, you know, and being diligent and being focused, you know, and there's no need of you know changing faith, you know, for that fame, because I have watched a lot of artists do so. You know, hey, they not feeling me on this. You know, I'm just gonna do this. It's one song, you know, so I can get the crowd on my side, and then I'm going to flip it back. Okay, well, no, That song was good, but I'm going to do an album now. And then they're going to get on my side. Okay, I did that album. I'm going to do a second album. You know, after a while, what were you originally trying to do? That plan went out the back door. They forgot all about it. And they continue to do what is out there. You know, your Laffy Taffys, Tootsie Rolls, and all of that stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, you always had that since Rap came out. You had the, you know, the cheesy type stuff. I mean, mm-hmm. like, I mean, people can complain. I mean, it's something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I can't hate on any of the next man for what they choose to do with their art. You know what I'm saying? Because it's an audience out there for everybody. But at the same time, like you said, we definitely need balance. And I mean, like you might have a certain Atlanta DJ who sit up and he might do outreach in the community and give away turkeys on Thanksgiving and give away toys and stuff for Christmas. And talking about you giving back to his community, but then at the same time, you killing the community with what you play on the radio every day, or you're not fighting for equality on the radio. So, I mean, that's right there. That's like what we talked about earlier. It's like, you know, you're a hypocrite, right. You know? Or you got these artists and stuff, you know, they don't live these lifestyles that they portray in the videos and on music and everything. They go home to the suburbs, to their beautiful wives and their wonderful families and all of that stuff, you know, and then it's still people that's out here in the hood really hurting and everything, and they bumping you like you the realest because you saying trap or die and all of this stuff, but you don't live that lifestyle, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, like, how do you feel? How do you sleep at night? You feed your people death and poison, and then you going home and you living comfortably.
And that is the reality. That is the reality. Now let everybody know, because you know I got a couple of songs from you. You got an album out there.
Yeah, I got an album out right now called Under God's Authority. It's you know it's an independent project and everything, and it's doing good. You know I get booked pretty good to go out and do my nice amount of shows and gigs and stuff. So I definitely move a lot of units on the street. And everything like that. So it's starting to become a movement. It's starting to come across a lot of people. And, you know, I change a lot of people's mindsets. I go out to a lot of different venues, and I change people's mindsets and their perception of hip-hop music as a whole. You know what I'm saying? I have so many people come up to me after a show and be like, you know, I never liked rap or I never listened to rap, but listening to your stuff, I understand what you're saying, and I love the message that you're getting across. You know what I'm saying? It's always dope to, you know that you're impacting people's lives and stuff. So.
Yeah.
I mean, and another thing that I like doing, too, like, I don't just go out to, you know, different open mics or the churches to try to do shows and stuff. Like, I go back to, I like going out to homeless shelters, or I like going out to detention centers and stuff like that, or rehab facilities, and throw a free concert, try to give out some product, and just try to speak life into people. I mean, like, a lot of, you don't have to wait until you become big time to start your own community outreach or a nonprofit. I mean, it starts from the ground up. You know, so that's my biggest thing is that right there. You know, like I love being able to go back out into the community and inspire people. I know I took a DJ and I took the youth pastor at my church. We went down to a drug rehab facility for teens in Marietta, Georgia, right before Christmas. You know, and we do a free concert, and then after the concert, you know, we broke off into groups and we just spoke with them. You know what I'm saying? Just try to get them inspiration and be positive role models. You know, we let them play on the turntables with the DJ set up. We let them get on the mic and freestyle. And, you know, we just sat up there and chilled and, you know, just had a good time with them. And that's what it's about. I mean, seeing the smiles on these kids' faces and being an inspiration. Let them know that they're not forgotten about, you know.
Hey, there you go. Hey, Natalie Rosal. I don't want to butcher her name. She's Natalie, you know, getting that. Hey, Natalie said, that sounds real impressive. She's here in Atlanta. How can she support you?
Well, she can go to the website. The website is jackrip.com. It's JACRIP.com. You know, I mean, we try to do as many events as possible. A lot of the stuff that we do when we do go out to the rehab facilities or to some of the correctional facilities, when we do outreach like that, we don't really promote because a lot of it has to, like, especially when you're dealing with minors, we have to sign confidentiality agreements. We can't really take pictures or take videos. So it's not like we can't really promote that out to the public and everything like that. And most of the stuff when we do that, we, you know, I do most of all that stuff all out of my own pocket. You know, like, I'm at work right now. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I'm not working night shift and stuff during the daytime, I'm trying to go out and do these community outreach events. So, I mean, we definitely appreciate people hitting that donate button on the PayPal, on the website, you know, and stuff like that, and sowing a seed, because you're sowing a seed in the good ground, you know, or just buying merchandise. You know, I keep my merchandise game on point. So, I mean, like, we got the clothes, we got the CDs available, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon. And one thing that I like doing is, like, I mean, I promote having excellent merchandise. I promote having excellent music. Like, this ain't that cheesy cornball Christian rap that you know from the 90s. I mean, it was some good ones back then, but, like, we do reality music, but we do it from a Christian perspective, you know, and we definitely try to inspire a lot of folks. So, I mean, like, it's getting out there, and I'm appreciative of everybody who does support my music and support my clothing line and everything, so we can continue to go out and do all of these events and everything.
Man, that is it right there. That is it right there. Hey, give them that website one more time, man. Give them that website one more time.
The website is www.jackrip.com. If they want to get clothing or anything, they can go to christianadvisory.com. That's my brand new clothing line I just came out with. We got snapbacks and t-shirts and sweatshirts. We got the Christian Advisory necklaces and stuff out. Just go to christianadvisory.com. And as well, when you go onto the Jack Rip website, you could watch music videos. You could download some free downloads on there. You could read the bio, and you can also keep up with all the different events that I'm going to throughout the year. I know this year we'll be at the World Natural Hair Show at the Georgia International Convention Center. I'll be performing again at Six Flags this summer. We performed at Six Flags last year. We had three headlining sets, and, man, we tore it down. We had the whole Six Flags community out there screaming, "My God is the best." I'm going to Grand Rapids, Michigan later on this year, going to Little Rock, Arkansas this year, and we still looking to book more events all across the country. So if anybody need me to come out to your church or to come out to your event, your showcase, anything, you know, just hit me up on jackrip.com, and we got all the booking information on there.
There you go, man. Man, hey, it was a pleasure having you on, man. Again, man, I love the fact of that balance, man, but at the same time, I like, you know, the person. I mean, I'm Christian, get away, you know, it's, hey, I'm one of y'all, I'm spitting, but my spit just happens to be about, you know, what I believe in. So I'm really digging that, man. I'm really digging that, man. And you have definitely got to keep me in the loop on what you got going on, man. I appreciate you reaching out.
Man, I appreciate all the love. You know, when I send the singles and just like your response, how you say you love certain tracks, that's a blessing to me, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you know, sometimes I feel like I write songs as therapy for me and everything, and for people to be able to relate to them and they actually love them and like them, everything like that, that's a blessing. So I really appreciate your support and everything. And one thing I'll leave you with, like, you know, I've done, you know, a few interviews before, and I love being on the radio show. You're a super cool cat. And you know, anybody that's out there listening and y'all still think that, you know, positive rap music is whack and it can't hit just as hard as all the other, you know, I encourage you to, you know, see, it's not just me, it's a ton of artists out right now that has some great music, that has impactful, meaningful lyrics. And I mean, you can give your kids, you can have yourself, you can, you know, listen to some dope MCs and stuff like that and still get a great feeling of music to vibe to. You know, I'm like, one person told me I have a great way of hiding a good message in plain sight. So people can just be listening to my music and not even know that they're listening to something that's filling their soul up. So, you know, I appreciate all the support.
Hey, there you go, man. Hey, man, that door is wide open, man. Always. Don't be a stranger, man. Hit up. Come back on the show, all right?
I appreciate you, man, for real.
Hey, man, that's it. Hey, y'all, we finna hit y'all with that She Is, man. This is Jack Black. Hey, bro, you stay easy, stay positive, stay focused, man. I'm gonna be at you, all right?
All right, man, peace.
All right, now.
I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth.
She is the quintessential, the apple of my eye. Amazing how two become one. I love is divine, not a moment. pass by when she not on my mind. The reason I stay on the grind is so she remains fly, walking side by side with the wind at our back, the sunset ahead. We can't be separated by death. She is my afterlife. I hold her wrapped in Christ. She had my little God. She is all that I got. She is all that I'm not. I mean, others came and went. Thought I was whole before her. Without her, I'm 50%. Get love or die trying. We defy the laws of gravity. She had me at her low. Just want to thank her for having me. Some say love is a tragedy. I think love is royal. She is my majesty. To her, remain loyal. Cook me breakfast, lunch, supper. Nourish my every need. If it's cheaper to keep it, she is priceless to me. My best friend and my best I depend. My queen, my savior, she made me a man. Everything I need and everything I want. She is my best to me. She is my confidant. She is my best friend and my best I can. She is my queen, my savior. She made me a man. She is everything I need and everything I want. She is my best to me. She is my confidant. She is the mother of the earth, the passion of my soul. Fight for 12 rounds with my back against the rope. Buzzers attack and provoke, but she right there beside me. The body to my closet, she in the passenger ride. She love me like no other. Lose her, won't find another. She is my comfort zone. She is everything I want. She is waiting at home and I can't sleep without her. She'll do anything for me, and I wouldn't doubt it. Knew it was something about her ever since she was a girl, but now she a woman. She is my whole world. Yeah, I see them other girls and some of them bad, but I just let them pass cause I know what we have. Yeah, yeah, she all that in the bag of chips too. She is my bling bling plus what those lips that do. I love to kiss boo sometimes for no reason. She is my lifeline, yeah, the reason I still breathe. My best friend and my best I can pay. My queen, my savior, she made me a man. Everything I need and everything I want. She is my best to me. She is my confidant. She is my best friend and my best I can paint. She is my queen, my savior. She made me a man. She is everything I need and everything I want. She is my best to me. She is my confidant. She is my best friend and my best I can paint. She is my queen, my savior. She made me a man. She is everything I need and everything I want. She is my best to me. She is my confidant. She is my best friend and my best I can paint. She is my queen, my savior. She made me a man. Everything I need and everything I want. She is the best of me. She is my confidant.
I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally.
My beat. One time. Somebody who knows how to.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
We are not ashamed. Yeah. Jesus Christ. They got on.
Let's go.
I am on fire for Jesus. I'm not playing no games.
Music, ministry, influence me to do my thing.
I am on fire for Jesus. I'm not dead and no lies.
I am on fire for Jesus, I'm not playing no games.
It's me to do my
This is your girl, the name is Michelle, reminding you to keep it locked right here on LawlessRadio.com.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color. Yeah, yeah. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body bag. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body bag. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body, see me in that body paint.
He said he didn't see it all, but I won't surprise him. We already tried him. Baby, you can't top them. You got me on the phone like you're about to have me open. That's when I set me in my crib around 7. I leave the door open. Let me blindfold you. About to take over. I'm ready to show you something that you got. You would need to take no for. He saw me in a body paint. He was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. He's on the floor. Begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs. Put him in a coma.
I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Go in the dark at every color and tint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
Picture, shoot me on a video, show me on a split screen, call up the publisher, put me in a magazine, just to show the world the freaky things they wanna do to me. My glow in the dark, got him feeling X-rated, took him back to preschool, so he get finger painted, trying to cross the finish line, but I already made it. He called me Wonder Woman, cause I am the greatest. He saw me in a body paint, he was speechless. Showed him outfits painted on with his weakness. Begging me like Rover. Give him what he needs. Put him in a coma.
drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color and tint. Make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet when he see me in that body paint. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint. So next level is ridiculous. Ain't no chick got nothing on you when it come to freaky shit. Baby, you clowny. You should've joined the circus. You're talking like a 9 to 5. Like the way you work. Should've been a surgeon. The way I got him slurring. Peeling off my body paint. Got him speaking German. Please call the doctor. Put him on the table. I think I just lost him. Somebody get the cable. I'm about to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, drip, dripping wet. See me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Throw in the dark at every color and a tint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. Drip, dripping wet. When he see me in that body paint. About to make him faint when he see me in that body paint. See me in that body paint.
And you should too. If you check out my website, FusionMixtapes.com, you're gonna find Jay Silva on over a dozen mixtapes, on all my radio programs, and everywhere you look on the website. She ain't hard to find.
Jay Silva!
Thank you. say we got one, bro.
They do, they do. Young Moolah, baby.
I'ma make it rain on you.
Rain on you.
Baby, you must ain't got a clue.
You ain't got a clue.
What I can do for you.
Oh,
we'll be in the bedroom.
Oh,
baby, let's just do what it do.
Let's just do.
Body playing such a sweet tune. Baby, this what I was born to do.
Umbrella, I'ma make it rain like KLD. So get your rain boots and follow me on. Say my name, say my name. Tag check it on you next, so they know it ain't a game. I'ma turn you into my private dancer. And I'ma only throw Benjamins at ya. Dang, why the hell you so fine? Why the heck you on my mind? Dang, if this what love is, I can only imagine how I'm making it feel. You wore them pink panties for me, huh? Won't you let a real nigga get behind? Now work that thing. Work so hard that you hurt that thing.
Boy, Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Oh, yes, no doubt. We are the hottest thing on internet radio, baby, and you are listening to the most electrifying man, the greatest Mike, baby, and the chairman. Hey, man, if y'all ain't following me yet, why not? All y'all got to do is go to Twitter. I am at the chairman, T-S. Come on, follow me. I follow. Hey, don't forget to follow Lawless Radio. That is at Lawless Radio. You can also follow the entire Lawless Entertainment movement. That is at Lawless ENT. Now, contrary to that individual that said that he couldn't find us and he kept looking us up and he was looking for a low less, we are Lawless. All right? Hey, man, let me grab this Mississippi Red that jumped on the line. Let's find out what Mississippi's talking about. What's going on, famo?
Hey, what up, Chairman? How you doing, sir?
Oh, man, you know me. Cool, cool, cool. What's happening with you, bro?
Man, you know I always got to rep Lawless. You know, I've been the Lawless' greatest fan since the inception, and I'm going under the knife tomorrow. I believe I told you that last week.
Yeah. All right. Positive thoughts, man. Don't eat after 12. Don't drink after 12 and all of that stuff there, man, all right?
Yeah, I already had a doctor just call me like 30 minutes ago and told me don't do that. So, you know, I think it's all over on Facebook. Everybody who loves Mississippi Red, keep prayers up. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate.
Keep praying to the good Lord. When blessings come up, when prayers go up, blessings come down. So
there you go.
I want everybody to, you know, just pray for me. Yeah. You know, it's not easy being a diabetic.
But you know what that means, though, man. You got to take care of yourself, man. Good eating and all of that, drinking and all that stuff, man. You got to calm it down, bro.
I done calmed down tenfold. I mean,
bro,
I don't even drink hard liquor no more.
Go,
I just drink beer.
There you go, man. Hey, but you know what? It's called moderation, man. So too much beer is just as bad as too much hard liquor.
Yep.
There you go.
For sure.
Right now, you be easy, man. You're in the prayers, all right? You stay right there. Let me find out who we got. We got a 404-545 line. Who we got?
What's up, my brother? This is Buck coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia. How's it hanging?
Oh, man, it's cool, man. How about yourself there, bro?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, I heard, what Mississippi Red say? He having a penile injection? What'd he say? I heard he said something about going under the knife.
I thought
that's what I heard.
No, he having surgery, man.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll be praying for him.
All right, man. Pray for him, bro.
Yeah.
All right, man. You stay right there, Pavo. Hey, we got a 773-294. Who we got on the line? What he said, man, only on Lawless Radio. Hey, oh, okay. They're calling John. Ain't no problem. Hey, man, y'all make sure y'all tune in for my man Bust tomorrow night, man. 9 p.m., man, fucking off, man. Hey, tune in for my girl, Dr. Fashion, man. That is no Friday kicking off that week, Nikki. Outlaw Tuesday. Told y'all, man, y'all stay there next week, man, by hook or crook. I'm going to have the crew on the show, man. They're going to introduce to you the newest show to take that Monday. I know y'all have to be a little patient for Saturday. Y'all got to be patient for Saturday. She's having some family situations, and we're praying for her before she can even get the show going. You know, had situations. So y'all will still have that Saturday show. Hey, we feeling it. And that ain't it. Because next week, the cat's out of the bag. The pink elephant is officially in the room. And I'm going to have fun. I want to thank all y'all for this this ride. This has been one fun ride. You know, anybody that remember that got the old disc. Matter of fact, if I got anybody listen that's got one of those old Lawless Radio discs, you know what? I'm going to change that. Anybody that is listening, I am putting a bounty out for an old Lawless Radio disc. That disc will be worth $100 to you. Find the disc. Pick me up. I want a picture on Facebook, and I make sure that everything is cool. I'm not just going to give you no honey. I want the disc to make sure everything is cool. Hit me on Facebook, man. Hit me on Facebook. I want a picture of you with the disc. Send me that disc, and you will get your money. You're going to get your money. I really want to see how. Oh, wait a minute. First five discs. I got to clarify that. Because I don't need all them discs coming out on me. But you know what, man? It's been a long time. Well, we haven't made a Lawless Radio disc since, 2007? 2000? Or was it 2006? It's one of the two. Nonetheless, I really want to see it. I'm very interested in grabbing one of those discs. I'd like to play some of the songs off of that. I do not have access to any of the songs that were on any of those discs anymore outside of the songs that I had that made it to the disc. I would really be interested in hearing some of that stuff there. Hey, I got to thank Jack Rip for coming on the show. Y'all want to support your man Jack Rip, go to jackrip.com. Get your Christian advisory gear. Also, check out the music, man. It is something, I mean, much like what he said. I remember back in the day, Christian rap, it hurt your ears. You didn't want to listen to that stuff. All right? To hear what the people from that group are doing. one now, man, that is something. I really enjoy the music. Really enjoy the music. I'm a lover of music, so good music will always have my ear. Hey, y'all make sure y'all remember, April 9th, the chairman will be in the building, Hush Lounge. I will be in the building. You will have the people from Boss Entertainment coming out. Who else is that? What is it, Swag Magazine? You're going to have a bunch of people in the house. But most importantly, the chairman and Lawless Radio will be in the house. Come on now, shake hands, meet, greet, and all that good stuff. That it's a good opportunity for artists to mingle with other artists, man. There's no need of being an artist, you know, if you're stuck off in your crib and don't know anybody. There's no need of being a producer if you don't have anybody to get on top of your track. So y'all make sure y'all come on out. I'm shaking hands and kissing ladies. I meant to say shaking hands and kissing babies. Y'all know what I'm saying. Hey, who we got? Hold on. We got, you know, the same who I think we got. 404-732, who we got on the line? What's going on?
What's going on? What's happening?
What you doing on the show? What you doing on the show?
You know, I had to, you know, since Buff had to show his face, I guess I had to go and chime in myself. Can I do me?
What's going on with you?
Okay, so where is this plush? What is it? You said Hush Lounge?
Hush Lounge in Norcross, right off of 85 and Beaver Ruin.
Okay. And what day is the ninth on?
The ninth is on a Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. Hold on, let's go back. Let's find out. It's on a Tuesday. Sorry about that. It's on a Tuesday.
Okay.
Come on out. I'm going to send you that info over. Come on out. I went out there to the event one night, and it was a real, real chill environment. I really dug it. A lot of meet and greet, a lot of people. You know, you had magazine people, movie industry, music industry. It's a real good affair. So have fun. So we definitely want to go back out and be a part of it.
Hey,
let me throw this question at you. Now, you being a parent, do you think it is hypocritical to tell your kid if somebody hits you, hit them back, yet believe in nonviolence?
I don't believe they hit you, we hit them back.
Do you think that's hypocritical though?
No, not for me. I mean, shoot, if I hit somebody, I mean, either they ain't going to hit me back or I expect them to hit me back, but no, I mean. Come on now.
What did he say? Not Jesus. What did he say? I heard he's not Jesus.
We are not Jesus.
What did he say? He's not Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, man.
Hey, don't be fooled now. Jesus had a violent streak, too. He tore up the synagogue.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing. Don't be
fooled.
Yeah,
he did have to fool in the temple. That's true. That's true.
Yeah. He wasn't playing no game. You don't play that.
Man.
You know what this house? Y'all know who's selling all that stuff. I don't know what they're selling.
No, you touch me, I'm gonna hit you back.
Touch me and I touch you back. Hey, that's it right there. Hey, you stay right there. Let me get this young piano going. I'm gonna be right back, y'all. Hey, man, y'all messed up and got Catrice in on the show, man. It's going down.
Damn. Yo, bro. Did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her, man? Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl. But, do you know where we at? I know. But, did you see her? Yeah, you tripping, man. That's all I want to know. Did you see that girl? Yeah, I saw her. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And let's see in the...
Been watching
Trying to get me to act up. I swear it was ever Everywhere I go, I see another, another. Guarantee she hid it from her mother. Baby, all this temptation, I can't fight it. I know it's plain to see that I like them B-A-D. Oh,
I like them bad, and that girl, she's bad. Her and her friends don't listen to no one. She do whatever she wants.
This temptation, I can't fight it. No.
Boy, Lil Hot the Money Man, and you are now tuned in to the number one radio station, my radio station, Lawless Radio, homie.
Hey, that's what it is. We're going to hit the end of this show, man. These 2 hours, man, they flip, fly up out of here, man. Hey, again, got to thank Jack Riff, man, for coming on the show, man. Y'all want to support Jack Riff, y'all can go to jackriff.com. You can also follow him. That is at Jack Riff, man. Hey, go ahead and grab that music, man. I mean, I found nothing but a bunch of good music throughout his entire site, man. So much love to him, man. Continue to do what it is he do. You know, again, like I said, I'm glad for the balance. I'm glad to see music getting that much-needed balance, man. We're finna get up out of here. Hey, I'm finna send a shout-out to my people out there working airlines, my people out there working air trains. Frontier in Milwaukee, my people out there working there at Frontier in Midway, Chicago's Midway, my people out there working United, American, U.S. Airways, Chicago's O'Hare, man, Atlanta, this is where it gets hard, y'all, my people out there working Southwest, AirTran, Frontier, U.S. Airways, American, my people out there in Hartsfield, man, y'all keep them planes in the sky safely. Rain, sleet, or snow, y'all make sure the planes go and you do it all so well. If nobody else says thank you, if nobody else says they appreciate you, trust and know the chairman does. Hey, that's going to do it for you, man. Y'all make sure y'all tune in later on, immediately following this show, man. Well, not immediately, at 11 o'clock, your man, B-Mo Slam, is on Lawless Radio After Dark. Hey, tomorrow night, man, kick it with Buck, man. The chairman's out of here, man. I'm finna leave y'all with Fiesta. That's what we have around here, y'all. The laws of world order is in full effect, and you know it. Oh, yeah, you right. Look at here. Thank you, Bobby. He's out. your outro. Lawless Radio is a product of Lawless Entertainment. The views heard here, unless otherwise indicated, is not the sole product of Lawless Entertainment. However, we have been granted the broadcaster rights to be a part of this show. To be a part of every show on Lawless Radio, simply go to lawlessradio.com, click on the Submit Music tab. It is that easy. Do not send us any links. We do not download music. We'll give it that once over, twice over, thrice over, and we will get you in rotation on the hottest radio station around, baby. Lawless Radio. Hey, shout out to my man Bobby. He's at Frontier Airlines here in Atlanta. So shout out to my man Bobby, man. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. It's always a pleasure, man, to have my people to hit me as they are listening to this show. I will catch y'all next week. Fiesta.
Yo, B. Jay. Quest. Big Tidy Sounds. We about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta. Havana. Fiesta.
Saturday, on the white beach, in the basket of mangoes and some fresh peaches. Wipe my face and sip my margarita. Turn to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The one she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty different side to side, I'm swinging the swinging. She got it like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. As if a fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat the up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out of poppy. I'm like, I'm the mommy.
Fiesta, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Caliente, Havana, Fiesta, Havana, Fiesta, Caliente, Caliente, Havana,
yeah. More ladies than I'm focusing, they were African, Asian, and Peruvian. Walked up like they owned the world, crowded around me. We enjoyed your girl. She gave him lotion, then we get rubbing. Surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Trying to act right and be straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass pissed up. Your girl's gon' be like she's cheese up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's left, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana. Fiesta, Havana. Havana. Fiesta, caliente, caliente, Havana.
Someone who's gentle, who listens to you. Don't you